On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 23 today, Polokwane 22, Johannesburg reaching a high of 21.
In Clavel on the R21 northbound, lane closure from sinkhole repairs at Olifantsfontein Road.
The MEC for Education in Gauteng, Matome Chilwane, says around 380,000 pupils have been placed at schools through the online application system. Cliff Shiko was there when Chilwane briefed the media at the King Edward VII School in Houghton, Johannesburg.
The department received over 800,000 applications for the 2026 academic year. 155,000 applications were received for grade 1, while over 150,000 applications were successfully placed for grade 8. MEC Matome Chilwane.
Now, if we look at the sum total of available space, it says 87,000, which should cover 40,000. That's not really the problem. These spaces that are required are in areas which are oversubscribed. These are high-pressure areas.
He says that late applications will be considered from 17 December with a closing date in January. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's not losing sleep over comments from the US President Donald Trump, adding that South Africa will continue to conduct its foreign policy based on mutual respect and equality. Ramaphosa told the media gathered at the COSATU Charity Golf Challenge that South Africa has no enemies and expects to be treated as an equal partner on the global stage.
No, I don't have sleep this night. And all we want really as South Africa is to be treated as an equal sovereign country, a country that respects other countries, a country that fosters the success and prosperity of other countries. That's who we are. We wish no country ill in the world, and in fact, as a country, we don't have enemies, we just have friends.
And in Gauteng, the Department of Roads and Safety warns the public to be vigilant when interacting with blue light vehicles. The spokesperson for the department, Lisiba Mpia, says they've noticed a rise in criminal activity. He advises motorists to engage with blue lights in safe spaces and warns against stopping in areas prone to hijacking or for suspicious individuals.
But also increasing visibility in terms of the policing footprint across the province. And you are going to see an escalated level of boots on the ground.
And finally, we're coming to you live from the Sunbeds Arena, where the stage is set for the Spa Carols 2025 tonight. As you can hear, a lot of excitement in the room. We're broadcasting backstage. Some of the things we've seen are drums, angels with wings, and it also sounds like they're running through the program. Some outfits as well that will take your breath away. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 4, or visit jacarandafm.com for the day's big news stories.